We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Ahoy, hoy. Ooh. Happy Thursday. Week is just moving right along, man.
I like it. I like how fast it's going.
It's going quick. It's going quick. We're already to Thursday, and that means a Cocoa Puffs tonight. We'll tell you all about that. How do you do?
Hi.
Good morning, Twitch and YouTube viewers. Twitch.tv/theshow.
Hello.
Good night's sleep last night. It gets colder overnight. What is it right now? 53? Nice.
Yes.
In the 50s.
It was
got
a
hot
nice.
Yesterday.
It did. It got real hot. And then overnight sleeping was a perfect, everything open.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so nice. Because sometimes it's a hit or miss this time of year where you can wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh my God, It's 50 or 45 degrees in my apartment.
Hurricanes beat the Canadiens last night, 4-0.
Yeah.
So they're up 3-1 in that.
It was 3-0 immediately.
Yeah.
It was one of those where it was like, oh, okay, I stopped watching it. It's like, forget it. It's more
and
than
then
that.
Today we got Thunder Spurs.
Thunder. Where I'm kind of hoping the Spurs win here. I want to see a game 7. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind seeing a game 7. Then, the Spurs got a chance.
Yeah, I know that my youngest wants the Spurs to win because he feels like his Knicks could beat the Spurs, whereas it'd have a little tougher time beating OKC.
Yeah.
So he's kind of pulling for the Spurs.
No, I agree, but I think if Wemby gets to the finals, Wemby ain't losing.
No.
Jalen Brunson is a monster, but I can see the Spurs got plenty of guard play to hold down Brunson. But I don't know. It's going to be either way. I'm excited.
The first time I've paid attention to NBA playoffs in forever because kid's a Knicks fan.
Oh,
so.
I love summertime NBA finals, man. Oh, it's so great. Other than the fact they start at like 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that's tough. The games are a little late for your boy, but I'll catch a first half sometimes.
I'll never get that.
Yeah.
Because the NBA finals games will start at like 9.
Yeah, this one's 8:30 tonight.
Yep.
So.
Cool.
Thanks, Katie with the sub. 76 months in Twitch. Thank you for that, Katie. Thank you, Penny Lenny. 74 months.
Jeez.
Man, you guys have been around a long time.
You guys like all over the place.
K-Rock text line 315-364-109 on a Thursday show. Let's get started, baby. Get yourself a basket of flowers at our first ever.
Or some greens.
Greens, yes.
Have
some greenery. Have a green day.
Have a real green
and a basket
day.
Of plants.
Don't be an American idiot.
Oh, we could just keep going on and on.
I don't know too many more.
Hitch a ride over to Crazy Daisies on Saturday from 2 to 4.
Love it.
We will be there for our first ever show fam plant swap. All of us getting together. I've seen you guys get excited for things, but the level that you're excited for a plant swap, I should have known. There's whole communities out there I know nothing about, and plant people are very into it. And then it's kind of adorable because we're all so stupid and like awkward, but we all have each other in the show fam.
Mm-hmm.
Melfire's bringing name tags for people to wear if they want to write their name or their Twitch handle on it.
Honestly, it is a good idea.
And I would love that.
Because there's so many times with these events that I do it as well where you just kind of stand with everybody and around everybody. And then way later, you're like, oh, you're Josh.
Yes.
My God, I'm Cody.
And we all talk in, we're the generation that talks in chat rooms like we do on this show. And I want to know all your handles because then I'm a visual rememberer. So if I see your face, I can link it to the name in chat and then I'll know who you are.
I do that as well as going so far as reading it in the person's little bit of their voice when I see their thing come up on there. So I agree that I like to match the names and such.
Deborah's asking, your mother's asking, what? Cody, did you just change your pants live on Twitch? Yes, he did, Deb.
The news said it was going to be cold when I looked, so I put on, I wore pants this morning.
Yeah.
Fresh washed jeans.
Yeah.
And then it said it was going to be upper 60s. Yeah. And sunny all day, so I had shorts.
A decision was made during that Green Day song, and he just dropped his pants and put on his shorts, and now we're back at it. He was standing in his boxer for a little bit. If you missed it, hey, I can't help you. You missed a free show.
I has boxer shorts.
You missed a free show.
Hey, it's summertime. It's a summer or time where minimal clothes.
Minimal clothing, man.
That's what's up.
Minimal clothing. How was everyone's Wednesday otherwise? Good?
Yeah.
I was telling to Whiskey Wednesday last night. I got the $1 million mouth now, bud. I got another crown put on yesterday.
That's it. I think we need to keep going and get you like.
No, I don't want any more.
You know what all the kids are doing, and then you see all like the rappers where they're getting all
grills,
like, all the things. Let's do all the things. Let's put a diamond in one of them, bro.
I was complaining yesterday that the insurance won't cover the crown, so now I got to figure. I've got at least in the last several months, I've got at least $3,000 worth of crowns in my mouth.
So you might as well.
Plus whatever my parents spent on braces when I was a kid.
Right.
And you guys made a good argument that this is how I make my monies is by talking. So you got to insure my mouth. Fuzz told me that I could definitely write these crowns off because
she
did not say that.
The way that. Like that rich people
get
do
away
things.
With things? Don't you think I could?
I bet that there's somebody you could talk to that could figure out probably a way to tell you how to like
get around
get
some
around
things.
Like, I don't know what you gotta do, actually.
I don't know.
I bet.
But I figured
that makes sense.
I was like, I had to get because we were talking about this in Whiskey Wednesday last night, 7 o'clock. Be there. We do nighttime shows too. They were saying, well, what if you didn't get the crown? And you develop some kind of lisp or whatever, that could affect your money-making possibility.
Exactly.
So I needed to get these. I couldn't have just the extraction like a Meritus Insurance wanted me to do or get a filling or whatever.
But I honestly think that you might be able to do something with that come the time
come
next
taxes
year.
Times?
You should really stow that away
I'll ask my accountant guy.
The way that you can do, you know, like headphones and, you know.
Oh,
like
I'm
going
to ask. I doubt it'll get approved, but I'm definitely going to be like, dude, I spent $3,000 on teeth.
For my mouth because I need to do, all I do is talk.
Yeah.
I bet, I mean, I'm kind of leaning more towards, I'm sure, because, you know, screw the average person.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I bet it gets you a look.
I'll look into it.
I bet it at least gets you a
very. I'm in a very specific situation.
Yeah.
These golden pipes, this high-pitched, annoying Oswego County accent. Needs to broadcast to the masses in perfect tone. Hence the two crowns, man.
Yeah. No, I bet the guy or gal at least gives you like a,
Yeah.
What?
Let me look into that for you.
One second, because you know what?
I was laughing last night, too, because the dentist was like, well, have you been grinding your teeth or maybe you been a little more stressed out lately? Yeah. Yeah, doc, it might have been.
I grind my teeth.
Dude, I might get a mouth guard.
Because
like, she's like, I cracked two teeth in 6 months, essentially.
Yeah.
The most stressful 6 months I've probably ever had in my life.
Oh, I grind
no
like
wonder
crazy.
I cracked them. And she's like, well, you could sleep with a mouth guard at night.
It's hard. I had one for a minute.
Yeah.
It's just I couldn't get used to it.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it is now.
Yeah, that's what she said, a night guard. That's that thing.
It might be worth it.
So maybe I'm grinding them at night.
Because then,
I catch myself clenching my teeth. All of the time. I'm just so anxious all of the time.
That, and I wake up all the time, just, I feel myself doing it. I give myself
grinding
headaches
your teeth,
and such. It's like, okay, this ain't it.
Yeah, the dentist said, because like I said yesterday, we have those like aluminum, whatever these fillings were we got in the 80s, or they're metal.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of compression. So when you clench your teeth and you have those fillings, I guess it's a different kind of pressure.
Yay!
Cool! Yeah, Katie says I wake up with horrible jaw pain otherwise because I clench so hard.
Yep,
so I might look into that.
Same.
I might look into that. Yeah, otherwise I got those done. You never had a crown, have you?
No. Oh, yeah.
It's, you don't like mouth stuff. I mean, you like mouth stuff, but you.
Well, hold on there, brother.
Do you know how they do a crown?
Sort of, yes, just because Frank had.
He had to get
done,
some.
So I remember him explaining things.
So basically, and I know this is like, yeah, Josh, we all know this. I didn't know this until I had to get crowned. So I'm telling Cody, your tooth is like a tree trunk. They shave around like the outside of the tree trunk. So it's like a little nubbin. So for like 30 minutes yesterday, this tooth was just a little nubbin, and I kept, like, because they had to go, like, make the temporary crown and stuff. And I just kept touching it.
You're tonguing it.
Is that?
I would have taken so many pictures and been like, here I am, folks.
What is that weird tooth?
Oh, well, I'm glad it could have been worse,
could have been worse. I'm a blessed man. I was able to get my tooth. Many people are not able to get the dental care they need, so I recognize my blessings. I'd rather not have any more for a while. Knock on wood. I think I'm good. Universe.
Well, thanks.
Can we just have some smooth sailing for a minute, universe?
Oh, thanks.
No. Thursday's mean Cocoa Puffs. What does that mean? This bitch is going to be back on Twitch tonight, 7 o'clock, for a show too dangerous for the FCC.
Go smoke that ish.
Gonna smoke it, my man. I'm telling you what. Hey, we got two friends sponsoring tonight's show. I want to tell you about them. Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard. You know Joe's got that good. And East Coast Emeralds, currently in North Syracuse, but not for long. The store is moving, and because of that, 50% off everything in the store.
I'm glad I took the bong I took last week.
So if you've been looking for new glassware, accessories, we'll just paint a broad brush. All of your tobacco products, wink, wink.
Yes.
The dry air vaporizers I've been all about. Yeah. The Lucas, the Seahorses, all of that. Whatever's left, get it. 50% off because they're packing up the store to move to a new location we'll tell you about in Twitch.
There's some legit pieces that I don't bring back with me because they're too big.
Yeah, there's some big stuff over there. Really nice ones, too.
Including, remember that? Giant thing we showed that one time, that thing. Like percolator or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely make it worth your while.
It's over in North Syracuse, right behind the Daily Diner.
Oh, get like some eggs.
Mm. Yeah, get a nice breakfast and then go shop. Mm. Sell your, what was I going to say? I don't know. I just stroked out.
Something about your wares? Are you going to do like a...
I guess save your money and get it now because it's going to be...
Yes.
It's going to go quick.
Oh, no, yeah. They're already gotten rid of a ton of the stuff from the new shipment that they got. So.
I'm glad Ben Riley's in chat right now because this is his business and I want to know more about it because the summer's hottest beverage...
I was going to say gigoloing.
Gigoloing, yes. And Big American Breasts are, yes, his number one business. But also, he's in the beverage world.
I miss him.
You want to know what... The hot drink of the summer is supposed to be.
Okay. Like booze?
Booze drink of the summer.
Okay.
It's a canned cocktail, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I like those already, so you're already speaking my language.
Should be Lottie's Lager from Oma Gang, Lottie.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah.
Should be. Trying to get my hands on that. Fresca Hard.
I don't like a Fresca.
An alcoholic version of Fresca is just now hitting stores.
But a lot of people do.
Do they?
Our moms like Fresca.
Because it's what? Grapefruit? Staticky grapefruit was Fresca?
Yeah, a lot of us aren't allowed to have that.
Why? Oh, because of heart meds?
Oh, I thought it was the depression meds. I thought that's what messed with
grapefruit
stuff. I think if you're doing depression stuff, I don't think you're allowed to have grapefruit.
I can mess with grapefruit, right?
I thought anyway. I don't know. I don't even know nothing about no doctoring.
I got my depression meds. I got my blood pressure meds.
You might not need another.
I can't mess with this.
Boozy
no.
drink, but
no. Anyway, so
people on it.
Fresca Hard is just now hitting stars. Stores SSRIs. No grapefruit for us. I don't think I'm on.
I don't know what that is.
An SSRI is a hold on. No, uptake inhibitor. Something said Richard. It doesn't matter.
I got nothing.
See, text line says Fresco is awesome.
Yeah,
I love
people
it.
People like it, man.
An alcoholic version called Fresca Hard. What?
Dan,
what did Dan say? I'd rather eat a hard squirt. What was squirt? Was that grapefruit too? Is squirt grapefruit?
I think so. I like this
it sounds
phrase.
Funny. It
have,
sounds funny.
Have a hard squirt.
Yeah. Deb says she's going to grab those and head up to see Tam. Tam and Deb will be drinking some hard Frescas.
They both, last time we talked, regular Fresca, they both said they were Fresca fanatics.
Aww.
No, that's... I'm
it's available in several flavors. Classic grapefruit citrus.
Classic.
Pineapple citrus. Peach citrus. And watermelon citrus.
Okay, maybe I would try maybe that because I just don't like, I think it's the... the staticky grapefruit. I don't like grapefruit. It's gross.
Yeah, but don't you like a grapefruit candy?
No.
You don't? Not the gummy grapefruits?
No. Oh.
Look, remember the gummy grapefruits?
Yeah, now you say that I do, but I haven't thought about those in forever.
Oh, we used to get those all the time in high school.
Wow.
Peach, watermelon, or grapefruit?
But no, I'm not a grapefruit guy.
It is a malt beverage, so it's not like a vodka fresca mix.
Oh.
They did that a few years ago. This is a malt beverage.
Is that what we talked about a few years ago then?
It must have been.
I don't like malt beverages as much.
They're calling it the new seltzer of the summer. Somebody's got to drink something, man. I know. Booze intake is way down.
It's just insane the amount of those that there are now between the liquor store.
The canned cocktails, you mean?
That's got them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the not liquor store varieties, like the Lover Boy ones that I like and all that stuff. It's crazy.
Ben says it's brilliant because the long drink, which is a Finnish version of Fresca, got an investment from Miles Teller and just got acquired earlier this year. Good. All right. People are making money.
That name sounds familiar.
Miles Teller.
He got a lot of money.
No, he's your guy. Isn't he the actor from your movie,
yes,
Miles Teller?
Yes. I always just assume it's like an Elon Musk guy. But
how about Fresca? How about Fresca? How about Fresca?
Nope. I'm all good.
No, thank you.
People are reviewing it. They say, yeah, it tastes like a seltzery
Top Gun
and Fresca grapefruit drink.
I mean,
I probably have had one Fresca in my life.
I've had them.
And it
I've
wasn't
never
by
like,
choice.
Yeah, I've never been like, ooh, let me get that. But I would try the other flavors.
Yeah, there's too many good canned cocktails that I'm never going to make my way to a Fresca, but
that's also the problem is that
you guys enjoy you.
So many that I'm never going to get to all of them. Like, I wanted to try all those, like, Cutwater.
Mm-hmm. That was a big trend.
There's just too many. There's too many.
Pour your vodka and Kool-Aid like an adult.
You can if you want to do that. Feel free with my adult pouched beverages.
Yes.
At my punched booth.
Oh, and sneak a couple pocket bangers
get
in
punched.
There. Yeah, get punched. Cocoa Puffs tonight. Plant Swap on Saturday. All kinds of greenery, man.
Maybe I'll do a preview tonight on Cocoa Puffs.
Of what you're bringing?
And see if anybody's interested in the plants that I've...
Mm-hmm.
That I think I'm going to be bringing. That way, if it's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm going to be putting some miles on the car Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
Because we've got acting class in... Where is that? Are we doing it on Marcellus for that?
Oh, then you might as well just stay. Because you're only five minutes.
I can't, because my kid's not going to... I mean, unless I brought my kid to Plant Swap.
Can't they... Never mind.
Because ideally...
Just tell him to take the car and just...
Yeah,
just
find it. Figure it out.
It's
get 20 home.
20 minutes. And I could do it.
Just figure it out. Go home. No. So we go to Marcellus for acting classes at noon.
Yeah.
And those get done at 1:15. Oh. And I could just stay right there and go down to Casson Road.
Can you...
For the plant swap, 2 to 4. And then I got cake that night at Beacon Skiff.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to say.
So I got to figure out my back and forth from Fulton.
Trying to maneuver in my head ways.
It's just going
to
be some mileage I got to put
on,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
because
I was going to say, you could drive separate, but then the wifey would still have to then come back to where you are.
It's just, working out in a way that I have three specific events in the same area.
Yeah.
But featuring all different people throughout the day, you know?
Yeah.
Kid is the first one. Second one is you. Third one's my wife.
Right. I'll try. Is there a way?
Hmm?
To
take an Uber?
Uber everybody so nobody has a car.
Whoa! And then what if nobody drives, man?
Perfect. Done.
Okay. All right. So, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand what dynamic pricing is. I don't know how it's allowed. At least people are pushing back on it now. Do you know what that is in stores?
No.
So, like, Scotty, good morning. Thank you, buddy. You know how, like, if you go into, like, a Kohl's or whatever, the price tags are not printed. They're, like, the little digital displays.
Okay, yeah.
People are catching on to the fact that stores, like, if you went to go buy a T-shirt on Friday, it's one price. But if you go to buy it maybe when there's a rush on T-shirts, it goes up a little bit.
Oh, it's... Yes.
It's price gouging. It's price gouging.
Like how similar way of how places right before, this is going to be on sale next week. But then they'll jack the price just a little bit. That way when it's on sale,
sure.
It's still kind of the same price as it was before.
Sure. It's messed up. It's messed up. And thankfully, people are pushing back on it.
Or it sounds kind of like what the fast food places were trying to do.
Well, they're like, it's the rush hour. We gotta
charge you more.
No, you don't. This is when you make your money.
Yeah, no, you don't.
67% of people are in favor of banning electronic price tags and what? Price surveillance in grocery stores.
What? That's a weird. Why is it not higher? Who's the person that's like, I don't mind if
you know
Sam Walmart wants to just bend me over.
I know.
That's his God-given right, dude, and I'm going to take it.
Bro, have you learned nothing these last 10 years?
I haven't.
Have you learned nothing?
Right?
There's just a lot of people who they ain't got brains.
Yep.
Or they just really are crazy.
Yeah.
I think I should have to pay more money, actually, as a matter of fact.
No,
I
actually,
should.
Here's the thing, though. Again, you guys, you aren't thinking
living.
About the billionaires.
Yeah, you guys are getting real selfish.
It actually makes more sense.
Stores say that this is like, you know, for example, the best example is charging more on a hot day for a cold drink. So say it's going to be 90 and you walk into a gas station and suddenly that bottle of ice water is $4 instead of $2.
See,
they're calling it dynamic pricing.
No, it should be the reverse of with other things. Like on a day like today, a coffee should be cheaper when it's hotter.
Sure. People are saying, I don't think. So like Cody said, 65% of people are like, I don't think that you should be able to inflate prices, which means what? 35% are like, I believe the corporations should be able to bend us over even a little further.
Right? It's like they, well, you know, it's I like going to a concert and paying $17 for a $2 Seagram's can. That actually makes sense to me.
I mean, yeah, we've got people in chat saying, just compare it to Woodstock 99. Supply versus demand. Suddenly everybody wants water, and they're going to charge $10 for water or whatever.
Or I love calling them out anytime we can. Marilyn Manson, when we said, hey, we're willing to give you the monies you want to do our rock and roll concert. And he goes, oh, you are?
Oh.
Double that.
Double it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It also says, and this is how you just know, we're all trying to navigate the same planet. And we're doing our best, but there are just a lot of dum-dums bouncing around out there. Because a group of people surveyed said they're fine with the dynamic pricing because they think they're going to take the prices lower for you.
So they think
the reverse is
going
to happen.
They're going to wait.
No, I'm fine with that because obviously the big grocery store chains are going to save me money.
That's guys, yeah, no, you know? None of them are ever trying to save you money ever at all.
So I hope there is a bigger pushback on that because it's like you can't charge me more for a soda today because it's hot out.
No, unless you are then when it's not hot out, gonna make it like half off.
Yeah, right. Then it better go the other way, and it never does.
Not even a little.
Look at chicken wing prices; they're still $1.50.
Oh, sorry.
You told us that was just a pandemic thing, universe.
No, here's the thing.
Well, listen,
it's not because of us. We don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
And maybe they don't. Maybe there's somebody higher up the chain. Well, you can save money.
Everybody.
East Coast Emeralds today until they're empty. They are moving. And they are in North Syracuse behind the Daily Diner. 50% off everything in the store. Coco will show you some of it. If he can get his hands on anything, they might be wiped out by the time you get there today.
I know. I have my eye on a couple different things.
Get over there, man.
So.
Get over there. Save some cash. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse presented by Topps Friendly Markets in and around Clinton Square next weekend, baby. Be there or be hungry.
See what you did there. I see what you did there.
TasteOfSyracuse.com. I was looking at the music lineup. Oh my God. What?
It's
a couple days of music.
It's
guys.
A very underrated part of Taste of Syracuse that I don't think really gets enough coverage.
Like, it's the Taste of Syracuse obviously makes you think of food, but it's a taste of the music we have in our area.
It's everybody from the area doing stuff.
We are very blessed for food and talent. So. Yep. Come on out, enjoy all of it.
Yeah.
As Fuel will be there on Saturday night, 7:15, taking the main stage, followed by Arcade.
I was gonna say,
everyone's excited about Arcade.
There's still stuff even after Fuel.
Yeah, so. Fuel's opening for Arcade.
Yeah.
Arcade has blown up
these
last several years.
Of them.
Yeah, they're 80s stuff, but they're just doing something right. Everyone's loving them.
Yep.
Everyone's loving them. So So do you want to eat a bowl of man cereal?
Man cereal.
I need an adult.
Man cereal.
I need an adult. Oh, wait, I'm HR, Joshua.
Oh, you are. I forgot. Yes.
Joshua.
I'm sorry, HR.
Did you offer me a bowl of man cereal?
I did in HR. I'm sorry. Am I supposed to or am I not supposed to? I didn't take any of those trainings. What am I supposed to or not supposed to do, HR?
I don't know because I didn't either.
I mean, you're still a better HR department than the one we don't have. Right? So.
I handle things.
You handled it.
I put my foot down.
So you know girl dinner. You know boy kibble. We talked about boy kibble.
Oh, okay. I think, okay.
Girl dinner, and I'm asking you, is girl dinner when you just have a solo dinner because you're sad? The subreddit of girl dinner I follow, they're always like, boyfriend of 8 years broke up with me, girl dinner. Is that what a girl dinner is? I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe just like glass of wine and a salad.
I don't know what girl dinner is. I'm asking. My meals see no gender, Cody. They see no gender.
No, man, no. Same.
We can all eat together as one.
Yes.
Girl dinner is just a sample of many things together. Okay,
so like a charcuterie of foods?
Just eating random stuff. I like that. I like that.
Like how I graze?
Yeah, maybe you're eating girl dinners.
Or I just kind of go through a bunch of little random little bites of things. Okay.
So what is man cereal, Cody? It's real. It launched. It's a breakfast cereal made for men. This for women could eat this too. It's not like it's off limits.
Is it like the one we talked about that's like meat?
No, that was boy kibble.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a lunch or a dinner option.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly
No. You're not eating boy kibble.
Bro, but I am.
Where? You're eating ground beef with milk?
I did. I ate a core eatery bowl.
Oh, but that's not.
Is that boy kibble?
No.
What's boy kibble?
I thought it was like meat flavored cereal, I thought, wasn't
no,
it?
No, that was a whole other cereal we talked about.
Oh.
Boy kibble was unlike you just put all, like you put everything in a bowl and you eat it.
On the ground?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, you eat it off the floor.
It's dog with a W food. Dog food.
Dog food.
Man cereal is high in protein, high in creatine, no seed oils, no added sugar or sugar alcohols, no artificial flavors or colors, low carb and gluten free, and you're going to get swole.
No sugar added, but we'll call a lady sugar on the street unwarranted.
Give you the courage to whistle at a strange woman, man cereal.
Now that just—I
don't need that.
That just sounds like how everything is.
Is it just like a workout cereal? Everything's a gym thing.
Yeah, everything is like a big protein, whatever. You know, like I got to get in my whatnot.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I don't count the macros or whatever you gym people do. Good for you. Have your fun. More for you.
I mean, it sounds. Like, I mean, can it just not be a man cereal? Can it just be like a?
Yeah, you know, just rebrand
like vitamin
it.
Cereal.
Rebrand it as workout cereal or whatever you want to call it. It's obviously appealing to a certain crowd. I am obviously not in that crowd.
Nope. Yeah,
dietitians and researchers have said there's not much evidence based on this, but that's because they're in the pocket of big cereal.
Yep.
I don't trust what they're saying.
That's actually the only cereal that I would
Why
recommend.
Was he grabbing snakes the other day? Did you see that?
No.
Type in RFK snakes. He was just grabbing two snakes. Can he just be normal for a day? Can this guy just...
Yes, he is.
I don't know why. Does it say why? I just saw the clip.
With Dr. Oz? Let's see. I don't know.
And there were two snakes?
His wife, honey, let them go. I don't know. Is he just being a weird guy right there?
Just be normal for a day, bro.
It looks like he's... he's in Florida and he's just being that guy right now. That one, for once... I can't blame him.
Because you'd grab snakes.
Every time I see a snake out in the wild, I'm initially just going right for it. You just got to be careful because if you don't know what kind of snake it is, you have to go for its tail to pull it backwards instead of it just grabbing it because you'll get bit.
Because he took that dead bear and put it in his car. But in his book, he talks about saving a dead raccoon's penis to investigate it or something.
We all
and
do.
And now he's just grabbing live snakes.
At Dr. Oz's house.
He's getting in cold plunges with jeans on. Just one day, bro.
I like to work out with Kid Rock.
One cup.
With Dubai.
And somebody can tell me this is good for working out. One cup of man cereal hasn't it what? Man cereal?
One cup of man cereal. Got it, everybody!
Has 7 grams of saturated fat. To put that in perspective, a 6 ounce top sirloin steak is around 6 grams of saturated fat.
Okay.
So it's like I'm eating a bowl of steak, essentially.
I don't want a bowl of steak. Can I just have a steak bowl then? Like from Pickle Barrel? Can I have that instead of a big bowl of man's?
What?
The Lucky and Twitch. What?
Lucky says, I'm just going to say it. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard, and I've been an out gay man for 30 years. I hear you, Lucky. I hear you.
Even Lucky's
eat a steak.
Like,
how much is it?
No, I don't want a bowl of man cereal. Thanks, though.
I don't need man. I can't eat man cereal.
And then can you imagine that? You have a lady over, uh-huh. And then the next morning she comes downstairs, and you're like, hey, would you like a bowl of man cereal? And
no.
You're pouring man cereal and some milk into a big bowl of man cereal?
Prepare for the delicious taste of bear mace. As she goes, what'd you just say?
Excuse me? I gotta go.
Or it's the gayest club you've ever been to.
What's the man
We're going to man cereal tonight. You coming with us?
Well, I actually want to go to man cereal more than I want to go to Aqua.
I'm going to look around, see what's milky.
Is a vampire.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Berta Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Berta Toyota and Cicero. At Berta Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Berta Toyota and Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Our first ever Show Fam Plant Swap is coming up this Saturday, 2 to 4 at Crazy Daisies on Casson Road in Syracuse. And we'd love it if you came on out. You can swap your plant clippings, your propagations, your old unused planting tools, gardening tools, pots, whatever you got.
Yeah, whatever you got, bring it out.
Malfire's bringing name tags so everyone can meet each other. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, it keeps changing to get looking better and better.
Cody. We got a big day ahead of us today. Okay?
Okay.
Because you know what today is?
The 28th.
National Hamburger Day, bud.
Again? I feel like this is every...
Is it? Does
I don't
it feel
know.
Like it? Maybe it was like a cheeseburger kinda. Day or something?
But I don't care. I'm down.
Oh,
because
I
love a hamburger.
I got deals for you, bud.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm
There's
down.
There's a lot going on. So first, I want to talk about this article, and it was written by... Burger Beast, so they must know what they're talking about to call themselves the Burger Beast.
Well, depends, because Inks Ma. So,
they went around all like the fast cash restaurants, fast casual like chain restaurants.
Okay,
and they ranked their burgers, and I agree with their number one, dude. I agree with it. Let's get to it.
With it's just a regular. Burg, just
cheese,
like a,
you can say cheese.
That's
so
what I mean. It's just
dabble.
A one layer cheeseburger. You know what I mean? Like, or are they doing like the?
There's a couple doubles.
That's what I meant. Yeah, like the Dave's double. Or okay, all right.
So I'll start with number 6. The Outback Steakhouse. They say it's a half pound burger,
okay.
Topped with bloomin' onion petals, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, and pickles, onion, and also bloomin' onion sauce. They said it's actually good. It's actually good.
Those are gone from here, right? No more Outbacks.
Oh, do we not have the one over by in Route 31 in Clay anymore?
Oh, is there one out there too?
There used to be.
Oh, okay. But either way.
But I never went. So.
No, it's not. I don't really. There was no.
I get all my protein from man cereal. I don't need
to
eat
steak.
Well,
yeah, I don't need no
I don't need
burgers.
No
man cereal on the reg.
Denny's has a great burger.
Yeah, agree.
2 hand-pressed beef patties, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, red onions, and pickles on a brioche bun.
They were doing the breakfast burg before many people were doing it. And that's, to this day, my possibly favorite breakfast burger.
What was out of the egg?
They do an egg, and they do a hash brown, those, like, finely chopped up ones. It was banging, but that was 15-some-odd years ago before anyone was doing all these fancy burgers.
It's funny that you said hash browns and breakfast burgers. We have done the diner tour how many years now? which means that we have done live broadcasts from many, many diners. And you know what? I still do not know the difference. If that menu says home fries or hash browns or all the variations, I don't know what they are. A hash brown is a patty, no?
I assume.
But can it also be the cut up ones? Like
yes.
The finely.
And home fries are taters.
Like the cubed taters.
Yeah. Yep.
Hash browns.
That's what I always assumed. Let me put my hands like this before the text line blows up.
Because I know a McDonald's hash brown is what a McDonald's. Yes. It's a shape.
Yes. Sometimes they're just chopped up like a son of a.
What was the word?
Mango them.
Mango them.
Deformed.
What was the word that we learned? Deconstructed.
Deconstructed.
So sometimes we offer you an artisanal deconstructed hash brown.
Yes.
Hash browns are shredded.
But
home fries are chopped.
But right, like Carissa.
What'd she say?
Hash
is just
meat.
That's what I'm saying.
That's nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a totally different. Okay, home fries are chunks.
Yeah.
Hash browns are shredded.
Yeah.
Hash brown patties are the patties. So shredded taters are hash browns.
Mm.
And I don't like those. I like them in a patty shape.
I like both.
You do?
Or all.
All of the above? And home fries?
Yeah, that's what I'm at. The home fries, if you're ranking home fries number one, if I could have my druthers.
Thank you.
I would take the salt potatoes that I make, and then the next day you home fry them.
And eat them for breakfast?
Or just whatever you like. That's the move.
Let's get back to our rankings here. All right. According to Burger Beast.
It was
Outback,
Denny's.
Then it was Denny's.
All right.
Now they say number four is Chili's. Oh. Nearly a half pound beef topped with Thousand Island dressing.
Mm. No.
American cheese, diced red onions, pickles, and shredded lettuce on a brioche bun.
Those
brioche buns are sleepers, guys.
Thanks to that HelloFresh. That's where I learned about those.
It'll change your burger game. Just buy a pack of brioche buns.
Yep. But no, I will agree. Chili's has a very good burger. That's an underrated restaurant.
Chili's?
Between their ribs and the burgers.
I haven't been in a minute.
They might have some of the best ribs you'll ever even has in your life.
Number three. Cheesecake Factory. Double patties, double cheese on toasted sesame seed buns with lettuce, tomato, red onion, pickles, and a secret sauce.
I've been there a couple times. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember what I got. I know I got that big, huge burrito once.
From Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
I've only been there once, too, and I don't remember what I got.
I also have been very, very nice as of so far that someone that we might know that might work there has not brought in cheesecake. I've been pretty nice about that so far. Not for long.
Number two, I'll skip because I don't know a Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. That must be somewhere else in the country.
Cheddar's
Scratch Kitchen. And I know we got a lot of viewers on Twitch and YouTube from around the country, so maybe you've had this.
What is this?
Quarter pound medium well burger that comes with four slices of bacon, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles, and onions on a brioche bun.
It looks like they were like Cracker Barrel. That's a stupid name.
Oh, so it's close to that. Cheddar Scratch Kitchen.
Yeah.
But number
looks,
one.
Looks really good.
Number one chain restaurant burger, dude.
Hold on, let me think.
According to Burger Beast, obviously they're professionals. And then I'm going to get to some deals for you.
No, it can't be.
I've talked about it on air before.
You have?
I have.
All right,
I get it at least once a month. It's not Red Robin, but it's near Red Robin. You're going over to Movie Tavern. You want to get food before you head on to Movie Tavern? B-dubs, baby.
Oh!
The B-dubs Smashburgs.
I was caught up on Applebee's.
Are so good.
I
should be watching that BP, but you do this move.
That in a minute.
They have their patty melt. Oh, I'm going to start thinking about it. Patty melt with a smash burger in it, and then you do a little side of like six boneless wings and one of their crazy sauces.
When you get them on their game,
they
have good stuff.
And you want to go out and support your friends at Branching Out Bottle Shop. That's your number one stop right there.
Well, yes, Branching Out. That's the move. But no, Cheddar's is better. I would have some Cheddar's.
Cheddar's is better, they're saying in chat. Well, I don't have a Cheddar. So
we ain't got no Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
Buffalo Wild
Kitchen.
Wings has a double smash burger with American cheese, bacon, grilled onions, pickled Fresno chili peppers.
But that's good.
And a chili aioli on a Chalabon? I don't know how to say that. Regardless, I get the Smashburg patty melt at B-Dubs, and I love it. And then I do go see my friends at Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus.
Well, look at you.
Go and buy some booze.
You're a fancy man.
So what are your deals today? What are your deals?
Yeah,
well,
oh my God.
Let's start at Buffalo Wild Wings. Newcomers who sign up for the rewards program get a free burger today with a purchase over $15.
It's just a burger.
No, it's just a patty.
It's just a patty, and mm-hmm. they set it in front of you on a napkin.
Sorry, it's just a patty.
Here you go.
BK, Burger King's Royal Perks loyalty program can get a free burger with any purchase over $3 today.
Yeah.
What?
You gotta make me buy something that's $3 to get
chicken fries.
I know, but then it's defeats the purpose. Oh. Okay. All right.
Can I say something?
No. So, moving on.
Oh, okay. Has Burger King become my favorite fast food burger? Because I think it has.
If you just want like a quick burger, they are pretty top notch because it's
flame grilled.
It tastes like a good summertime burger.
It's probably the biggest burger of the fast food chains.
My issue is it's usually a little more expensive than the others.
Is it?
Like, you're going to go on the apps and such. The deals are better at
McDonald's. I don't look
McDonald's.
At price tags. I'm extremely wealthy.
That's why sometimes I choose the McDonald's.
Oh, Kelly hates Burger King. I just love it. And I'm not saying the BK King. That's too much. I got to watch that BP. But I'm saying, like, you get a bacon double cheeseburger at Burger King, clutch. It's clutch every time.
I also like it because it allows me to pull out and go the same direction which way that I'm going towards my house.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, honest to God, impacts how I get fast food.
What? How easy you can get home from it?
How I can get in and out. After living in Cicero,
mm-hmm.
that's how I make fast food choices most of the times now. Because it's like, well, I have to go against traffic when I leave.
Gotcha. So we can't go to Taco Bell. So, okay, I gotcha.
I mean, Burger King, I can pour it out and I'm going that way to go home.
Yeah, and the interesting thing that's been happening at my Burger King visits lately is they've been having broiler issues. Though I went to one, I won't blow up anybody's spot. One was not doing burgers because their boiler was broken. Another location's broiler kept catching on fire, I guess.
Well, I feel like that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, hey,
well,
haven't you been doing this for a while?
It looks like my burger will be done a lot quicker than if it's just flames.
Anyways, back to today's Burger Day deals. Dairy Queen members get a $1 off any signature stacker all this week. $1
boo,
off, DQ.
Boo.
$1 off, you can do better.
You could offer up a burg today.
You can do better than that.
Come on.
Red Robin, today only has the big yum deal with a Reds. I got a big yum deal
big
for you right
yum
here.
Deal.
With a Reds double burger, bottomless side, and bottomless beverage for $9.99, Willie.
Wow.
Also, Red Robin royalty members earn double points today.
Okay.
Ruby Tuesday, free single patty American Smash Burger with fries, plus the Endless Garden Bar, $8.99.
I miss Ruby Tuesdays.
Do we have that up in Oswego? That opened up in Oswego, right?
Is it still on that corner?
I think so.
Because the only one I ever know about now is the one over, like, tucked back. Behind like Carrier Circle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They tried to make themselves too fancy about 20 odd years ago.
Chris says that one's not there anymore.
When they changed their plates to those rectangle long plates and they put your ketchup in that little tiny little small little container. It was the downfall.
Have you had Shake Shack yet?
No, I still have it.
Because Shake Shack, now through Sunday, guests can get a free Shack burger with any purchase of $10 or more using a code FREEBURGER on the Shake app.
FREEBURG.
Does Shake Shack not want us talking to them?
Freeburg.
They seem to only want us to use apps or their touchscreens. Do they not want us to talk to them?
I like it. I like that. That's my favorite. Then you just walk in like at a Five Guys and you just go and be like, I'm wearing pickup.
I do like to use the app, but when I'm making serious purchases, like when I'm doing banking or ordering a cheeseburger, I would like to have a human interaction.
Oh, okay.
Sonic is doing a free Sonic Smasher. Or All-American Smasher with a $3 purchase.
Okay.
Well, none of these else we have. We don't have Whataburger. We don't Jack in the Box. Herb's Burgers. We don't have that.
Aren't we getting one of those?
What, Jack in the Box?
Or what a in and out? I thought we were supposed to be getting another.
Oh, I don't know.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I might be thinking.
And if you accidentally stumble across a barely open Hardee's, maybe off like an old throughway stop or something today.
Right, yeah.
Famous star, get one for 1 cent at participating restaurants. So if you accidentally wander into a Hardee's and you're like, what?
Well, you were looking for Roy Rogers.
How did I get in a Hardee's?
What the hell? But I didn't get too far.
us? Oh, we're just cracking packs on Twitch. No big deal.
It's so fun.
That's really fun to do. Our friends over at Twisted Mayhem Gaming gave us a box of the Pokemon Mega, what is it?
Mega Evolution Chaos Rising.
And every day in our video stream here, we are cracking packs, twitch.tv/theshow.
And I'm not a Pokemon fan at all. I think they're neat
to look at.
But man, this is addicting. I can see why people like these. And
it's
they
fun.
Look
it's
fun.
Gambling. It's gambling.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of gambling. All right. Uh-huh.
And for the people that actually do this, is this like a game? Is it like Magic the Gathering kind of where I'm like, boom, Weedle.
Yes, because then
Weedle with a great haul net and then a Zubat to make you.
Yeah, I'm way over like my skis on understanding it, but I know that like you want to build a perfect deck.
Okay.
And then you go to like, you know, the tournaments and we sit across from each other and we.
And it's like that.
It's like, yeah.
Gotcha.
So again, I don't know much about it, but.
Smart people smarter than me.
You guys enjoy your Pokemans. Unlike this man, 33-year-old man in Florida named Clayton Warren stole a bunch of Pokemon cards using a chainsaw.
Well, if he's serious, he's trying to catch them all.
Uh-huh, he's trying to catch them all. He used a chainsaw in the middle of the night.
To get into one of those machines, I bet.
Does it say that, or was it a store? I think it's a store. Hold on, let me see what this says. I can do the whole news story, I guess. Well, here's just the audio, the 29 seconds.
He went home or wherever he went, came back about an hour and a half with a chainsaw, and just kind of walks like he knew exactly where to go. Opened the doors like he knew that... We didn't have a lock on it, unfortunately. The good news is none of the glass was broken inside of the place, but they did indeed steal about between 10 to 15,000 in Pokemon cards.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
man.
We are getting targeted as trading card game stores, kind of like a jewelry store, because they know we have valuable inventory in the store.
Holy cow.
Right?
That's crazy.
We could be sitting on something big here.
Well, watching all those videos, you can see that it is a big deal,
mm-hmm.
the machines that are in stores that people, you know, stake out and all that.
I'm looking at the most expensive ones we could possibly pull from this. Current market price, according to TCG Player, a Mega Greninja X is market price about $395 right now.
Yep, that's on this list.
Another Mega Greninja X, 122 out of 86, is $321. And then that casino one we pulled, $86.
Yeah, that's second.
That's second. So
we're gonna get something.
We're gonna get some. I want to get one of those big number ones, man.
No, it's gonna be
some big number ones.
And what's hilarious is that now that we've said Pokemon and cracking packs and doing all of our
social media.
Well, I started to get some funny random things in my algorithm, and I'm sure everybody's already seen these people, but now that we're new, I've just started seeing them. These two guys that kind of walk like trolls. They get down like very down to the ground, and they walk like this, and they have like cloaks on, and they're there for Pokemons, and they do that voice, and it's very funny to watch them walk through a store to get Pokemon cards.
I thought you were going to reference.
They try to pay with shillings.
I thought you were going to reference the video I saw last week of a card convention. Like, you know those where they're all set up and they have their tables?
Yeah.
And a guy walks up to a seller and he goes, I'm looking for the XYZ card. And the guy goes, no, I don't have it right now, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pull one out of a pack right now for you.
No way.
And he grabs a pack and he opens it and it was in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they freaked out.
Oh,
it was awesome.
That's so cool.
It was awesome. So I can see how you guys enjoy this. It seems like it's a really fun hobby.
It just, I have to be careful because as a previous card addict, if you will, I have to watch out because I'm slowly catching myself going over to that shelf that's over in Walmart that, thank the Lord, it's, you notice it after you've checked out.
Yeah, it's way tucked away because you'd buy stuff?
I'd buy something. Not Pokemon, but I know enough about sports to know whose cards would be, you know, getting and stuff to where it just, but it's not.
I have to
that
always.
That is a little bit of a frivolous purchase.
I have to always keep a check on my addictive personality because I know what's in there, and I know that I got a gambler's personality in there. Because right now I'm thinking, and I could tamp it down, but this is how I think people react.
Same.
There's a bunch of packs right there.
Yeah.
Well, let's just open another one. Maybe that one's got the big money card in it.
Oh,
and then if you get yourself into a store like a Twisted Mayhem, I could see how you'd be like, all right, I'll just buy two more packs. I'll see. It's like pull tabs, essentially.
Yes.
It's exactly like pull tabs or scratch offs.
Well, and it's, and there's some of the places that are trying to, like the card places to get people back in or like that. Well, did we see that video together? Or was it just me where those guys, they pay money to get random tokens. And then, all right, I got number five. And then they go to their, like, spinny, you know, like,
oh, I didn't see that.
You know, like a sunglasses rack.
Yeah.
But inside of that rack, it's not sunglasses. It's all different cards or memorabilia. And it's like, all right, token number five is a Kobe Bryant rookie card. Yes.
Wow.
So they're paying, like, and I'm
that's
like, oh,
fun,
man. So I'm there starting to see all these videos now.
It was a machine I saw in Vegas. This would have got you. Some guy posted a video of him in Vegas. Where it's like a, it's a machine.
The merch thing?
It's the memorabilia one.
Oh, I've seen those videos.
Where you don't know what you're going to get, but
you just pay money, and they're like, yeah, but here's it's a so signed much jersey.
Money. I mean, because you're going to get something good, but it's like, he puts $200 in, and a random capsule comes out, and it's some guy's autographed jersey.
It's like a helmet.
Yeah, that would be fun. No, that'd
those,
be fun.
All those get me. I love all that stuff.
Anyways, I get it. I get why you guys are having fun. We're ripping packs and
it's fun.
Pokemon packs.
After the first pack we did, I had that same thought of, oh man, we should do another one.
Yeah,
and it didn't help that we
right there.
Then pulled the second.
I know.
Best
I know.
One. But no, I'm good. I like this because it's a nice thing that every day around this time.
Sarah wants us to keep an eye out for Mimi-Q. That's the car she needs.
It's Mimi-Q?
Mimikuy. So if we see any of those.
I don't think we have, but I'll go back through the ones we have.
Okay. I know Matt's saying that we should open the whole case and make good money selling card breaks on Whatnot. You ever watch people do that? You see Rhea Ripley was on Whatnot selling
Really?
Her stuff?
We would.
If anybody needs us.
I'll
do sales on Whatnot.
Yeah.
We are available for all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I would sit down and rip a whole box.
Rhea Ripley was selling her stuff on Whatnot, and somebody paid like $6,000 for her iPhone case.
I did see that.
Because it was Rhea Ripley's iPhone case.
I did see that, yeah.
I mean, you know the kind of people that are buying.
Wrestling dudes. As a wrestling dude,
I know. Wrestling dudes
make me very cringe.
Maybe me uncomfortable.
They are top level cringe.
Because then they're going to be like, well, it was the scammer? You think it was a scammer? They didn't get that? It was a fake account? Payment didn't go through? Wasted a lot of money, yeah. Because was it that unbelievable? It's going to be like, that case has been in the bathroom with her. I'd like that, please.
It has her poop particles.
I would like that, please.
Please, poop particles.
Well, speaking of bathrooms, as there's got to be a reason we don't do men's rooms like this. There's a viral pic going around of somebody who's like, why don't we design men's rooms like this? I will show you.
Okay.
Hold on. It's on Instagram, so I can't put it on my other screen.
Did they lose their stall doors? They couldn't behave, so they
lost
them.
This is basically how it looks. Because you know how right now we have a wall of urinals and then a wall of stalls? They designed it to go urinal stall, urinal stall, urinal stall. Like, look, like this is how they, so that everybody has privacy. And I'm sure there's a reason we don't do this, because obviously then you're having extra walls, right? Because I can't have a shared wall between stalls.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Stop. All right, yep.
Yeah, like you said, I'm sure there's a reason. I just wish they were designed a little different in general. I wish that, like, the stall doors went all the way down in men's rooms, because that is annoying as hell. I don't know who designs them.
I think that's a safety precaution. Like, if somebody dies on the bowl.
I hate it.
I got to drag their lifeless corpse out underneath the door.
You have to kick that door open. I also hate whoever designed the doors, so in every little crevice, it's just enough for someone to peek in and look at your wiener.
Yeah, that is true. That's just bad design.
Like, but it's just the weirdest thing. Like, I don't know if there is anything more awkward than making eye contact with somebody while you're on the toilet and they're trying to see if somebody's on the toilet. And there is.
Yeah.
It's me. And we just made eye contact through a little crevice.
I don't know how to describe. It's pissing me off because I can't just Google men's bathroom redesign because that's not what's going to come up.
Ooh, we're going to redesign
the bathroom.
I don't think
you guys are understanding what I'm saying.
No, I get it. It's
because you're not going to be peeing next to a pooper. They're in their own stall.
Yeah.
Imagine two stalls separated. And
yes.
Then in betwixt is a urinal.
Yes.
That way the urinal has two walls. You're like, nobody's, they can come behind you, I guess. And then there's two stalls.
So I do like it, but I'm fine with, as long as you put a little, there's a little wall in between the stalls.
Mm-hmm.
when you're peeing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That little separator?
Yeah.
I'm fine with just that.
Yeah.
Because I get it because of, you know, functionality.
Safety.
Understand the trough, like up at the dome.
Yeah.
But that's also ridiculous. So men's bathrooms are stupid.
I like this kind of new hip places do this. Where it's like a communal sink area, but in little closets for toilets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everybody uses the same sinks, but then there's like little closets you can go in to do your cocaine or whatever you do it.
Yep.
Hip, trendy places.
But I don't really know how I would... I would just prefer if they could just design it so I can just go home and go...
See, Textline is saying the plumbing would be a nightmare. Maybe that's why they don't do it like this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you've got to have.
But I mean, it's all. I don't know. How much more of a nightmare could it be? You're already doing plumbing for a bathroom.
Yeah.
With a bunch of random pipes everywhere, anyway.
Dumb question: is the urinal drain bigger? Okay, I'll just say it because I know it's dumb.
I don't know the answer.
Is the urinal drain bigger because there's no poops going through the urinal?
Just so they make them different.
So like it's like a thinner tube, whereas the other ones are bigger because there's gonna be. Poops going through that? I don't know.
It all goes to the ocean.
Doesn't it, though? I don't know.
It all goes to the ocean.
You've seen that toilet that's on the oil rig with all the sharks swimming underneath it?
Yeah, and you just poop on them.
You just go!
Poop on a shark.
Anthony Liguilli. Liguilli Construction, LConstructionCNY.com. Someone's been busy, bud. Busy season already?
Busy season. I added a couple crews, so we're up to 5 crews now. We're out there slinging work. We're having a blast. Having fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good for you, guys.
Make sure you're eating your man cereal.
Yeah, you got to eat your man cereal. This is man cereal.
Yes.
I would consider this man cereal.
Pork belly. Yep.
If you're new to the show, Anthony, he owns a fantastic construction company, but he really, his true love is smoking meats. Mm. And he brought us pork belly today.
Yeah.
It's so damn good.
Yeah, it hits the spot.
This would be my man cereal. This was for Memorial Day you did this?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's actually the same frozen stuff that I gave you guys as a gift, because remember, I make it a big ones up at a time.
Yep.
And I just ran out of time. I didn't have time to cook anything, so I took some pork belly out of the freezer and prepared it for you guys.
Man. What did you learn about pastrami? Amazing. You said your mother-in-law or somebody told you?
Yeah, you got to put like a crust on it. You still got to smoke it, so that's like the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to brine it, but you got to put like a crust on it.
How do you do that?
I don't know. She prepared
it for me.
Like
a brown sugar, probably, or some kind of coning.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah.
I should have brought some of that in. I didn't even think about it.
It's all right.
Well, we're furious.
I'm furious. Yeah. And get out of here. You know.
She got a whole bunch of like brisket like on sale. So
we
can do. Yeah. So we can make some next time for you. I've just been so swamped. I've been doing a little disc golf. You guys ever play disc golf?
You're doing disc golf,
yeah.
Anthony?
Some of them, they redesigned the whole course. It's awesome. And my kids would come out with me. I play with my friends. Yeah.
Is it a public course? Can you play
public.
It?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Sullivan, right in Chinenango.
There's a ton of them. Yeah. That's a big deal.
It's fun. My son loves throwing frisbees.
Uh-huh.
So he throws the disc. He just has a blast. So you go the whole time and just have so much fun. And I suck at golf. But
me
I
too.
Like this. I suck at disc golf too, but it's fun.
It's fun. It's frisbees.
It's played exactly like golf, right? Like you try to get
Absolutely.
As close to the pin as you can, and it's that basket with the chains on it.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, there's a fun one over near Rome, like that Rome.
There's a couple.
Park.
Yep.
Yeah, I did that one. I did that at nighttime.
You did?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we put we did glow disc.
Yeah.
And it's called glow. And we put lights on the baskets, and you go and throw it. It was fun. It was a fun night.
There's that one out
doing stuff at night.
Where we used to do the canine jamboree, too, the Jamesville Beach.
Yeah,
there.
Jamesville Beach.
They got it over there?
Yep.
Played there the other day as well.
Maybe I got to try some disc golf, because I also suck at golf, but I like throwing frisbees.
You like the concept of golf.
I do.
So play disc golf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. Go. I'm not good at the other one.
Less infuriating.
Yeah, they have a store in Chinango. I don't know the name of it, but if you ever want, like, they can help you find
disc. Oh, yeah, because you get, like, different weighted ones, right? You have a bag.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right on, like, the main street in Chinango. There's a store.
Like, if you go to Dick's, you see, like, their golf set, like their disc golf sets, and they're like thinner.
It's a whole thing.
Like, it is a whole thing.
My friends go all over the place for it. I do it when I can. I have little kids, so I don't have much time.
Sure.
I do it when I can. I carry my disc with me now, so I actually, if I have an opportunity.
You never know when one might pop up.
Right?
Absolutely. What? I was at Cub Scouts, so I'm a den leader with my my daughter's troop. And
awesome.
A guy was there throwing disc, practicing, in the field. Yeah.
You never know when disc golf around
my pop up. It was up until a few years ago. I didn't know what those were. You would see those random chain things everywhere, and you're just like, what? I'm going to go the other way for this. But no, that it looks like it's a good time.
Yeah, I actually have my pool stick in my truck underneath my seat.
You're that guy too?
Well, you never know. I don't have a pool table at home, so if I'm going to play, I'm not going to be home.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to play, I might as well just have my stick on me at all times.
That's good thinking.
I haven't taken it out in years.
That's good thinking.
But it's there.
That's why we carry our fishing poles.
I still have my fishing
times.
Pole and my tackle box is always in my car.
Yep. Absolutely.
I used to carry my bocce ball set everywhere I went just in case a bocce game busted out.
I love, don't play bocce in the woods. It is so hard. There's so many limbs.
Yeah,
and trees
you need
that
an
hit.
Open area. No, we used to play extreme bocce where we'd chuck it over the house and stuff.
Yeah, we used to do the same thing where you'd throw it over, I mean, don't do this, kids, where we throw it over roads.
Yeah.
So then you'd have to either, you know,
watch for cars.
Or, I love bocce. Have you ever played bocce on like a course? Like
It's hard.
I want to like that. I want.
And Italians are very serious about it.
Yeah, I want to.
Yes.
I want obstacles. I don't want
to. No, there used to be. I don't know if there still is. There used to be a bocce league.
There's
over
indoor bocce out again. I think there in
Rhode Lake. Yeah, they still there. Yeah, they play.
It filled up so fast the very first year they did it back when I was still in high school that I was an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
I got called if they needed.
We need a backup.
A backup.
Dolphin
bocce.
Discs in Chittenango is the shop with all your disc golf needs.
There you go.
I just bought one. They actually have like a simulator there too. I just went there the other day and bought
simulator?
One. Simulator? Yeah, it's like golf simulator.
What?
Yes.
There's a world we know nothing about.
And do you just have a
flick it?
And it has like a chip on it, I guess, and it knows like spin and what it does. And there's a whole bunch of things. Like,
I love it.
I don't know. I like doing stuff outside. It's great.
Yeah.
The weather's awesome right now.
Anthony does not do anything half-assed, including his disc golf. So how far are we booked out? Are we booked into the fall now?
Well, I added the two crews, so we're catching up a little bit. So So I added the fifth crew so we can take on new work that comes in.
Okay.
So it's more of a, they're there to like, I kind of have 4.5 crews.
Okay,
so they're
cool.
There to like, if an emergency pops up or something,
word.
Squeeze and we can have that little flexibility.
LConstructionCNY.com is where they can get all the information. What's the phone number, Anthony?
315-907-HOME, 907-4663.
Boom.
Boom.
Link Willie. Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
This is K-Rock. Good morning. You are listening to the show, and joining us on the line, your Onondaga County Executive, Ryan McMahon. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
You know, getting into summer, getting all the activities started, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Empower Federal Credit Union
already?
Amphitheater at Lakeview. Already been 10 years, Ryan.
Yeah, so actually, I'll give you a fun fact here. It's actually been 11 years, but we had a year off at COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So it's actually the 10th year of shows and live entertainment, so we're pretty fired up about it. Obviously, I was around. I was the chairman of the legislature when we had to get this thing through. And the county executive at the time, Joni Mahoney, really did a great job, not only, working with us to get this done, but her ability to deliver this project under the timeline that she did was just incredible. And, there's a lot of skeptics, if you remember, gentlemen, a lot of skeptics, a lot of people didn't think that this type of venue was necessary, that it could work on Onondaga Lake, and it's awesome. 10 years later, we're going to be celebrating, extraordinary success. It's one of the top 5 amphitheaters in the country, and it brings a huge economic impact, brings tier one music. This year's season looks pretty good, too. So just really excited. On Sunday, 1 to 7, the whole facility is going to be open. Anybody who wants to come, live music, food. We're going to be doing these digital passes where people can kind of go throughout the facility and see what it's kind of like to be an artist and go behind the stage, go on the stage. It's your amphitheater. We want you to come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, it is a county park. A lot of people don't think like that. It's open to you to go use, and you want to use it on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about this. I don't know if you guys utilize the Loop the Lake Trail, but certainly, when this was done on the Eastern Shore, the Parkway, right? Everybody would go there, but this really helps solidify our ability to finish up the Loop the Lake Trail on the west side of the lake. People getting out there using it. And now everybody loves the Loop the Lake Trail, and we'll finish the Loop the Lake Trail next year. But the it's been an unbelievable 10-year ride with this venue, and it's just going to continue to get better as more and more people see it and come back to it.
Yeah, it really opened us up to a lot of, I can know just from our industry, we were getting passed over by, bands would go to Buffalo, or they'd go to Albany, or they wouldn't come to Syracuse because we didn't have that specific size venue, and it's worked out great. The shows that we've had coming these last 10 years have been phenomenal.
Yeah, if you think about that sweet spot, you know, anywhere from like 8 to 20,000, you know, people at a venue, mm-hmm. you know, the super tier one acts we can now get at the JMA Wireless Dome, things that maybe can't really draw 8,000 people anymore. We have great venues at the War Memorial and the Landmark, but you know, look at this. This was a gap in the space, as you know better than I do, and it's worked. You know, every year we get 3, 4, 5 different concerts that, you know, we're pushing in 18 to 20,000 people out there, and certainly we'll have about 21 or 22 shows this year too.
Empower FCU Amphitheater's 10th season community celebration presented by Rentals to Go coming up Sunday, 1 to 7, like Ryan said. Open to the public. Get out there. Experience the food. There's going to be music. Like he said, there's the passport. You get your passport stamped. You can go on the stage, experience what it's like. So much to explore all over there for free on Sunday, Ryan. Thank you so much for calling in, man. Have a great event on Sunday.
All right, thanks for having me.
See ya. Ryan McMahon, your county executive, hey, coming up on Sunday. All that information is on various websites. You can just Google the upcoming event, and you'll find all the info, all the bands that will be playing, etc. Happy Thursday, guys. You know what happens tonight? Cocoa Puffs, 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/theshow.
We'll have some fun.
twitch.tv/theshow. Save it in your links. Bookmark it. I'm going to bookmark it.
Oh, bookmark it?
I added it to my bookmarks. Yo. Because...
Go ahead.
It's a show Too Dangerous Radio is all I was going to say.
It is, because it involves glass. I, for the first time in 4 years, how long have I been doing this show? I broke one of the bongs last week.
How come? Was I watching when that happened?
No. I was after. It was when I was bringing it back. I didn't realize that the box had slid, so when I opened the K-Rock truck...
bummer.
The box fell out on its side, and I heard something, and thank God, though, it wasn't the...
Expensive one?
The rose one, but it was that cool stand-up-y, like, rocket chip thing.
Yeah.
The little, like, had the three prongs that it stood on, one of those broke off, which is not bad considering, but still, that's the first time I think I've broken anything.
I wonder where you could go buy a new one of those. East Coast Emeralds, because they are doing a 50% off everything in the store moving sale right now.
Look at that.
East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse, right behind Daily Diner. They got to clear out the shop because they're moving to a new location. What'd you see? Oh, just a guy walking?
I heard. I thought a truck was... It might have been them. But
of course. And then go get the things that go in those things over at Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard, behind Limp Lizard.
Yeah, the variety of things they get in every week is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And once you walk in there at Joe's Buds, they have a board of specials if you want just like to see the deals. They have a lot of specials every week.
I like to pay full price.
I prefer
to pay full price.
Because that way, then, I'm paying full price. Eventually, it'll be less.
It'll come back. Yes.
I'm smart.
I'm reading this article, and my initial reaction could be like doom and gloom.
You? But then
I know.
Yeah, my initial reaction is you can read?
I can't. No, I had it read to me.
Can you read a disc for me?
And I'll read the article because I wonder if this is just what every generation has. They just replace AI with whatever came before. So, example, they say the terrifying rise of school boys creating AI girlfriends. And I go, okay, sure. That's scary. There's social and psychological elements we should worry about there.
Yeah, a little bit.
But also, like, I wonder if 10 years ago I could read terrifying rise of schoolboys using social media to have relationships.
To have fake.
And then in the 90s, girlfriend. Terrifying rise of schoolboys using chat rooms to talk to women. Or
how about just terrifying rise of schoolboys?
Too many of them. There's too many of them.
But no, yeah.
I was at the Memorial Day Parade on Monday, dude. I have a family of educators. My wife is an educator.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is an educator. My sister-in-law is an educator. Everybody's educators.
You are
their sister-in-law is an educator.
You are
I am uneducated.
Uneducated.
So they have a way higher patience for teens than I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I got like 30 seconds of teenage patience.
No.
I was just sitting there in my chair, and this roving group of teens just like stopped behind me, and they're like, bro, no, wait, bro. Bro, you want to go to bro? Hey, no, bro, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't, I could not be in a school with this. I can't.
No, I don't know how some, like our Katie in here does it with that age. There were a couple
middle
of them.
Middle school would be even worse.
Like, they're like teenage, like 12, 13, 14. There were a couple of them fishing the other day to Tisco. I swear it was the 20s and they were talking via walkie-talkie, except for saying over. They had to start and finish every sentence with no cap.
No cap. No cap, dude. I'm going to get this big cap. Dude, no cap.
But no cap till later, though, when we go, no cap.
Nah, not cap. I'm rugged, but I'm rugged.
But y'all don't know cap, though, no cap, for real. No. But for no cap,
see what I'm saying?
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't. So I get what you mean.
Always brings me back to earth because this is what I said. I'm watching these groups of teens run around. One teen had on pajamas but no shoes, but he had socks on.
Well, this is your sweet county now.
I know. And he's running down the road in pajama pants and socks. Yeah. And I go, these teenagers are so weird. And my wife goes, you were so weird. And she's right. No, I would wear leisure suits to school. I was weird too.
It's just
I think every generation has to be annoyed by the teens.
It's different levels of weird for everybody, and we are all weird.
I think every generation is just annoyed by the teenagers.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think it's because we were joking. We were like, it's their last push of whimsy. Like, the world is beautiful to a lot of them.
Right now.
Not a lot of responsibility. Someone's paying their bills. They're meeting girls or guys.
Every once in a while, I think about that feeling in between high school and college and then, like, college summers, where those were, like, the last, like, three or four summers.
Yeah.
Where you know, we had to work.
They were the best summers.
You had nothing.
Nothing.
There was no schoolwork.
It was the best summers.
You didn't have to worry about having a real job yet.
And enjoy them. Soak it in, kids, because it's all downhill from here. Enjoy your final years of whimsy before you're
killed by watching groups of teens do funny stuff. And you always make the comments, but then, like you said, you get brought back to earth.
Yeah,
you're like,
we did weird stuff. Yep. We made stupid videos. We made, like Lynn said in chat, we're still weird. I'm still weird.
I find myself commenting more on their outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old man. That seems to be my hang-up.
Yeah.
I'm always so concerned these young ladies are going to be freezing.
I don't know why they're wearing shorts in the winter.
The bane of my existence is up in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
These young college girls, yes, they're scantily clad. But it's so cold.
It's so cold. See, and your mother is right.
Nothing.
She says now that she's retired, she's mostly annoyed by 40-year-olds.
Huh? Excuse me?
Who's that, Deb?
I don't understand that.
Who?
But yeah, they just...
Yeah, I think you're just always annoyed by the generation younger than you.
None of them want to wear a jacket.
Or they're wearing pajamas all the time, and I go, you can't wear pajamas to school. What do I care? I wear leisure suits.
Yeah, right? Yep.
I wear stupid costumes to school.
Yeah.
Be weird. Be silly. Be fun. Go have fun. Who cares? But this article, back... To get back on track, is saying more and more teen boys are creating online digital girlfriends using AI. I bet it's not just teen boys. I bet there's teen girls doing it.
Well, there's that, like that mannequin guy. Remember those videos of that guy that really thinks he's married to his mannequin?
Oh, yeah.
So there's, let's...
And don't get me wrong. I think there's still plenty of mental illness and there's people that need someone to help them.
But if it's just a teen boy being like, no, look, it's my AI girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't see the big deal. I think it's just the new version of... What are the teens doing, you know? They say it's ruining how they learn and have real relationships. Sure, that's something you need to work on. Like you...
Yes.
Part of, like, as a father of two teens now, I can tell you, a major part of it is, like, trying to help them navigate the world.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to give you money. You got to go in that store and buy stuff. I'm not going to buy that for you anymore. You got to do this laundry. You got to do that.
I remember my brother hated that.
What?
Like...
This
like,
part or, where you like got to navigate
that
the world,
or like ordering for you, like at a restaurant,
you got to do it.
Oh, it was the worst.
Yesterday, I picked him up from school. He's like, "I want to go. We're gonna play golf." And I go, "Well, you better make sure they don't have leagues tonight. And you can get a tee time." I go, "You got to call over and ask." I don't want to call. You got to call and ask.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna drive.
I'm not calling for it. You got to call over there and ask.
Yep.
I'm not driving all the way to the golf course for them to say we got leagues tonight. You can't.
Or this is that same age where you start to learn that things cost money.
Oh, that's a big one.
And you're like, ah.
Yeah.
Huh, yeah, I guess, yeah. Damn it.
Best thing we did, well, we've done, my wife does a lot of great things, but one of my back pat items was getting them both green light cards, debit cards.
Yeah,
that's
what they
want. Because then when they get like birthday money or Christmas money or chores money, it goes into their green light account.
Yep, and it's gone.
And they can see a number. And when they use their card, they see that number go down.
Yep.
And they don't have a job to bring it back up. So they're like, well,
like, whoa,
bro, I had to pay $14. Yeah,
yeah,
you did. So would I have had to do that.
All right, now imagine every time you want this or that, $14 here or there.
Yeah. Can we go to the movies? You're going to pay for it? Bro, it's like $30.
Yeah. Right?
Welcome to dad's world.
Wow.
So I think it, yes, there's plenty of worrisome things about humans dating AI humans.
Yeah, I wish that maybe there was a way for the AI then to teach them how to talk to the young girls properly.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Even that, I don't care. Okay. We said so many dumb things.
We said so many dumb
but
things.
But, like, learn to, like, respectfully talk to...
Yeah, and you would be surprised.
That would help. So hopefully maybe it's doing that a little.
I think that thankfully I'm raising a couple, my wife and I are raising a couple of good teens. Because for some reason they must have had a class yesterday at school where they were like, how many times is it appropriate for a woman to say no before you stop? And they're like, the answer is one.
Yeah.
They do not consent. It is one. And I go, all right, this is good information we're having for the teens.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yep. Because there wasn't enough of that.
There wasn't a lot of that back in the 90s.
No, it was the one class of you're going to get boners.
Yeah.
Girls are going to get the periods.
Enjoy lunch.
Okay, have fun. No, go back and mingle with each other, but don't really talk to each other and explain what everybody just experienced.
Yeah.
Do they still do that where they break everybody up for some weird reason or like all the boys come?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering if they're doing that now because why?
That's what I mean. Why?
Why was there a consent conversation happening and the boys knew about it, you know?
Why, you're like, just get them all together and be like, all right, everyone, guess what? This video is about to get awkward and we're all going to learn together so you guys can mature a little bit.
I got bad news for you, fellas. The boners never go away. They just keep happening.
No.
They just keep happening.
Forever.
Before you know it, you're in your mid-40s, and it's just sad.
Well, no joke. I honestly...
Like, make it stop, please.
I'm so nervous. Oh, my God.
No.
But it makes me like a little like, oh, it never stops.
It never stops.
80-year-old Rick Gary was like, oh, no, you'll never stop. I'm still all boned up all the time. It's like, no!
It's gotta stop.
It's all the time now!
I can't hug my wife without popping chub. Come on, man.
Like, good God.
Give me a break.
It's never going to stop.
Cody.
Yes.
Time to play some hockey. Is there a hockey game tonight?
I was just going to say, I don't believe there is because the Avalanche are out and there was a game last night. So we could do a randoms again. We could do another Canadians, whatever. We can do... They have those all-star ones. We can play basketball.
Let's do a couple random teams where we get our one respin rule. Like we'll do the random and you get a one respin like we do for basketball.
Do they don't have all-time teams, right? Like how basketball.
We can do two all-star teams.
Because that's fun.
Let's do that. We'll do a hockey game, all right? Twitch.tv
/theshow
is where you want to be for our gaming stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan and, of course, Hidden Gardens coming soon to the north side of Syracuse.
North side!
Keep that link open because tonight at 7 o'clock, Cody goes live for Cocoa Puffs at 7. What?
I just got a random update on my Twitch thing, and it just happens to be that new to you. Discover a Pokemon champion streamer that you'll love. See?
There we go.
So it's just hearing
things. They're all listening that we're into our Pokemons now.
Crazy. Cracking packs. That's... No, I was going to say, is that a game we could
break
some
packs,
type of Pokemon?
Cracking packs.
But I was thinking of Super Smash Bros.
No, we don't know how to play Pokemon.
I've played that once, and it's fun.
Super Smash Bros. People like that
where
game.
Where that's like
but
Mario
the people that are good at it
Kirby.
Are incredible.
Oh, I got my ass whooped.
They're incredible at it.
Yes.
Do you have games on your phone? All right.
Oh, I don't think I do.
Radio World,
with
you get a band that's got a documentary film coming out on Disney in September to kick off your 90s at 9.
How am I gonna add a fart?
Oasis vibes in the air.